Winds have reached 110 miles an hour in the Gulf of Mexico as Hurricane Harvey spins toward the Texas coast. Forecasters say Harvey will likely be a Category 3 storm by the time it makes landfall near Corpus Christi late today or early tomorrow morning. And the National Hurricane Center's David Zielinski says floods could be devastating.
Unfortunately, Harvey is expected to mostly stall over Texas right along the coast shortly after making landfall and stay there for several days. And because of that, some areas along coastal Texas could see rainfall totals of 30 inches or more through the middle of next week.
Let's bring in Jim Yarbrough, mayor of Galveston, Texas, a barrier island just south of Houston. Nothing between Galveston and the storm. So, Mayor Yarbrough, thank you for your time. I know you're busy. What do you want to say to the people in your area?
Well, just hunker down. It's going to be a little messy for 4 or 5 days because at least all the models and forecasts we see, Robin, that storm is going to come across down in the Port Aransas, Corpus, Matagorda Bay, but it's going to just turn east and north, just hover the coast. So we're going to have this stuff piled on top of us for more than normal.
Right. Well, but you say hunker down. Do you mean hunker down or get out?
Well, if you live on, what we've done is if you live on the west end of our island, which was beyond the seawall protection, we have asked for a voluntary evacuation starting yesterday, and we've had a number of people leave. If you live within the city behind the seawall, we're asking you to use your best judgment for you and your family, but we feel confident in the forecast and projections that if you hunker down in your house behind the seawall, you'll be fine.
Is that, when you say volunteer, is there a little bit of mandatory in there, too? Because we're hearing from other mayors, the mayor of Corpus Christi, who was asked, why not make it mandatory? And he said, well, we want people to make their own choice. But he even lost family, to...
Yes, I remember he lost family in San Marcos floods. Corpus is in a little different. If we were going to experience hurricane winds, and with those hurricane winds, the surge, the tide surge, and the wave action on top of the surge, we would probably be asking for a mandatory evacuation, certainly on the west end.
Yeah.
But we're 150, 60 miles up the coast from Corpus, where the main action is. We're confident that voluntary evacuation in our low-lying areas and our west end would be appropriate.
Yeah. Look, people know Galveston. They know the beautiful song, Glen Campbell. Many know the terrible storm that killed up to 8,000 in 1900. So is there, an extra bit of, just a little bit of fear?
Yeah. I've been through a number of them myself, and yes, every time you get a hurricane in the Gulf, whether it's this close or not, your heart skips a beat. They are not pleasant to deal with. There's always the possibility of loss of life, which is tough to handle because they're obviously your friends and neighbors. But this time of year we always kind of hold our breath till we get through the middle of September around here is when it starts kind of slowing down in the tropicals.
What about tourists? It's a big tourist area. You've got people who aren't familiar with this. I know some places are providing buses to bus people out. What do you do?
Obviously, we've been in communication with our surrounding networks of where our tourists normally come from, asking them to stay away.
Mm-hmm.
If they are here in town, I would suggest leaving town. Mm-hmm. But if not, stay in one of our hotels and hunker down with a lot of locals who have moved into hotels already.
How are you doing on supplies? We're seeing bare shelves. That's common.
Matter of fact, I just got a report from my wife this morning. She was at one of the stores, and shelves are stocked still. We still have gas at the gas station, so there's not been a panic, and that's what we try to preach around here, Robin, is be prepared, but don't panic. Panic doesn't get you anywhere. So right now we're in good shape. We're making our normal contacts with Red Cross and a lot of our support agencies, not so much during the event, but looking forward into the Tuesday-Wednesday frame where we may need some, quote, recovery services to help supplement things while we assess damage and get things back together down here.
And just remind me, been there many times, actually during storms. Isn't Galveston one of the areas where if you don't leave at a certain point, it's too late because of the roadways?
Yes, and we'll be approaching that witch hour probably later on this afternoon, probably in that 5:30, 6 o'clock tonight, based on current forecast.
Well, then, Mayor, just one last question. It's hard for people to understand, then. Why not more mandatory evacuations? Just, you know, err on the side of caution.
Well, you know, we always try to do that, Robin. Again, every storm is unique. This one is, where are we going to send these people? Mm-hmm. It's going to rain more in Houston than here. It's going to rain more in Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, the normal destination places that our people would go to. And all of those places from Galveston are a 4 or 5 hour trip. Mm-hmm. Sending them inland into unfamiliar territory where it's already going to be raining and they got more rivers and creeks up in that part of Texas than we have down here. It's just a tough call. So we think that we're on the right model. If you're on the low-lying areas, you need to get out of here. If you're in town, hunker down. We think we'll be able to deliver city services and keep afloat literally until Wednesday.
Jim Yarbrough, mayor of Galveston, Texas. Mayor Yarbrough, thanks and best to you.
Thanks, Robin. Appreciate it.